The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us right now on Mornings on the Mall from the National Review is Andrew McCarthy. Andrew, good morning. Oh, he's not waiting for. Well, Andrew's going to be joining us. We're going to talk to him about the Consumer Financial Protection Board battle that's going on. We've got Mick Mulvaney, day
right.
Two. Do you think yesterday he brought donuts? Do you think we're going to enjoy pastries today there? He's going to win his way to their hearts with the baked goods. And clearly he is the one who got the parking spot. Apparently Leandra English did not show up yesterday at the CFPB. Joining us right now, Andrew McCarthy from the National Review. Andrew, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Doing great. So Mick Mulvaney, as we said, arrived yesterday with donuts. So we're hoping for maybe some Danish today on the job. How did his first day go yesterday?
Well, you know, I heard his press conference, and I thought he was terrific. He was, I think he struck exactly the tone you would want, which is that far from running away from his prior statements about the constitutional flaws of the CFPB, he reaffirmed them, but he also stressed, and I think this has been a good theme of the Trump administration from the beginning, that the executive branch's job is to carry out the law as Congress has written it. So they are certainly not going to have the same policy priorities as the prior administration, as you would expect. But he's not going in there as I'd like to go in there with a sledgehammer and dismantling the place.
Right. So, this is something, as you point out, sort of been a long trend here for the Trump administration. They the president often claims a lot of legislative victories, and people are like, well, what is he talking about? And what he's talking about is all of these congressional review acts that they've passed through the Congress and that the president has signed, which means that he's been basically rolling back Obama era regulations, defanging these agencies, and now you've got this one, the CFPB, which they're basically bringing back into constitutional order, making sure that the president actually has say-so over this agency.
Yeah, I think that's right. And my point includes also, you know, all of these executive orders that Trump has issued, I've always said the number of executive orders is not the issue. It's what the executive orders do. You know, do they do what executive orders are supposed to do, and that is have the president direct the proper organization and execution of the executive branch, or do they, under the guise of being an executive order, try to usurp the powers of Congress to legislate? And I think the president's executive orders have been quite careful to lay out the statutory authority for whatever it is he's trying to accomplish and then implement it, which is why, for example, in attacking the immigration orders, the opponents are not able to attack the orders themselves, so they go after, you know, Trump's rhetoric on the campaign trail. When it comes to the four corners of what these orders say, I think this administration, compared to the prior administration in particular, has been very efficient in laying out its legislative authority and following it.
You know, that right now, Leandra English, through her lawyer, is asking a judge. They couldn't get the restraining order that they wanted right away, but asking a judge to resolve this. Do you think even the most liberal court in the United States is going to find in favor of Leandra English and the idea that she is the acting director of the CFPB?
Well, if that happened, I mean, look, we have courts that do crazy things. I'd be very surprised if any court entertains. I'm quite surprised, actually, that the court is entertaining it at all. As I understand it, she's bringing the suit in her own capacity. She's not bringing it on behalf of the agency because the agency's internal lawyers looked at the Justice Department's memorandum and said, you know, they're right. Mulvaney is the one who should be here, and the president has the authority to do this. So I don't understand why her suit is even being entertained,
right.
But I would expect it to be swiftly thrown out. I mean, this is just not, it's not a hard call. And for people on the left who are smart, what I think they want to do is preserve the CFPB. And, you know, they have a lot of allies in Congress toward that end. And the last thing they want is an extended national examination of this constitutional abomination. I think they'd rather have this whole thing go away quickly. Mulvaney is not talking about going in there and dismantling the agency. So I think the last thing that the left would want here is to extend this controversy, because on the law, they're completely in the wrong. And the longer this goes on, the more it invites people to look at what a constitutional chimera this thing is.
And well, Andrew McCarthy, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us on Mornings on the Mall. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for having me. Take care.
Andrew McCarthy, contributing editor of the National Review.